Perikei Lamnatzeach El Hanechilais Mizmar LeDavid. So this word Nechilais, it's not so clear what the word means. Rashi brings a couple of explanations what Nechilais means. He says either it means some type of a musical instrument, or it means a swarm, like a swarm of bees, which is a Nechil Shal Devarim. The Medrash says over here the word Nechilas has to do with a concept of Nachla, of inheritance, or Yerusha. But it seems to be that Rashi and Metzudas and others say that it has to do with some type of a musical instrument. So David is opening up, L'Netzech, El Nechilas, Mizmor L'David, and says the following, Amorai Hazina, my words, Hashem, you should listen. Hazina from the word Oizen, you should listen. Hashem, Bina, Hagigi. Hashem, you should understand my thoughts. So Rashi says over here in the name of Chazal, the Medrash says over here, what are these two statements? My actual words, Hashem, you should listen, and you should contemplate, and you should understand my thoughts. So the Medrash says over here that David says the following, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I've got the strength to stand in front of you and daven, and to actually articulate and say the words with my mouth, Hazina, then I'd like you to listen. And listen to that which I'm actually asking you and that which I'm davening. But at times when I just don't have the strength to daven anymore because I'm so exhausted, and it's not just because he's tired because he's had a long day, but because of all of what's going on in my life with all of the tzaris and so on, and I just simply don't have the strength to be mispalel. So his bonin ma belibi, that's what it means, bina hagigi, right? Hagigi, hegyon, has to do with a person's thoughts, a person's kavana. So he's starting off by saying, my words, listen when I speak, and if I don't have the strength, so understand my intentions, my kavana. He continues, akshiva lekol shavi, malki velikai. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should pay attention to the sound, to the voice of my prayer. Shavi is one of the languages, one of the expressions of tefillah. So pay attention to the voice of my prayer. Malki velikai, my king and my God. Ki elecha espalal, because to you I daven. Now there is a beautiful Malbim over here. The Malbim says that there's four conditions which need to be met in order for a person to successfully pray, to successfully daven. He mentions this in the name of the Sefer HaIkrim, which was authored by Rabbi Yosef Albo. So he says, number one, a person needs to go ahead and articulate clearly. He needs to say something and express himself in a clear, lucid manner. What the Malbim refers to as Yoythi Hamalitza V'Kitza Hamamorim. Express yourself. And that's what David HaMelech starts off by saying, Amorai Hazina. In other words, I prepared some words, some thoughts, some ideas. So number one, Amorai Hazina. The next thing is that there should be some harmony between your actual speech and your inner thoughts and your intent, your intention, and so on. And that's the second thing which David says when he says, Bina Hagigi. Meaning, consider my intentions, consider my kavana, my thoughts, that they are actually in tune and in parallel with that which I'm actually saying. The third thing is hakshiva l'kol shavi. Now, the word shavi, which we said is one of the expressions of tefillah, has to do with the word yeshua, salvation. Meaning to say that I'm not just davening because I want, a new Lexus. I'm davening because I need a Yeshua. There's a tzara which has befallen me, and I need assistance. So hakshiva l'kol shavi, that which you're davening for should be something which is noteworthy and important and so on. So hakshiva l'kol shavi. And finally, in order for the tefillah to be niskabel, to be received, a person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who has the ability to help me. And I'm not putting my bitachon, my faith, my trust in anything or anyone else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says, Ki elecha espalal, because to you I'm davening. So again, Amorai Hazina, my words, I've come up with, I've formed some words, Hashem, Bina Hagigi, listen to my thoughts, because my kavana is in tandem with my words. Hakshiv lekol shavi malkiv lekain. You should listen and pay attention to the fact that I'm asking for Yeshua. I'm asking for salvation. I'm asking for something very real and very important. Kielach espalal, and to you I'm davening. I don't put my faith or trust in anyone else. Hashem boiker tishma koli, boiker erach l'cha v'atzapeh. Hashem, in the morning, listen to my voice. In the morning, I arrange my words to you, and I hope. Meaning to say that every single morning I'm asking that you should listen to my voice, because I arrange my thoughts and I come to you, and I didn't do anything else beforehand. Meaning, according to the Metzudas, the way he understands, he's saying that I don't preface anything else, nothing which I would like to do, any of my own personal needs. The first thing I do is I daven to you. And because of that, that's why I'm hopeful that you can listen to me. So Hashem, boker tishma koyle, Hashem, in the morning, before I do my own needs, please listen to my voice, because boker erach l'cha, because in the morning I arrange my words, I don't do anything beforehand, v'atzapen, and therefore I'm hopeful that you'll listen to me. So David says now, ki loy kel chafetz rasha ata, lo yigur chara. Meaning, I want that you should listen to me. You're not a God that desires rishus evil, that you should give any strength to the rishoyim, the ones who are making so much trouble for me. Lo yigur chara, because with you, and in by you, in your abode, and in Shemayim, that there is no concept of evil living with you. And therefore, Hashem, I'm asking that you should be listening to my tefillahs, because I'm asking for the right things, and the good things, and things which will help me serve you. And kileikel chavitz reshata, you're not a God who desires evil, that you should help out my enemies. Lo yis yatzvu hoylelim lenegede necha. Don't allow fools and idiots to stand up in front of your eyes. Sonisikul paliavan, because after all, you despise those people who do evil. So, again, a continuation of the previous pasuk. You're not going to help out my enemies. You don't desire evil. No ra lives in with you. You won't allow any fools and imbeciles and rishoyim to stand with you. You despise evil. And therefore, ta'abed devri chazov. You should destroy the ones who speak with falsity. Ish damim u'mirma yisayev Hashem. Meaning to say, I know that you're going to destroy the people who speak about me in a negative manner. The Metzudah says over here, and the Medrash says that he's referring to doyeg in achitofel. And David is saying that, Hashem, I know you're not going to allow these people who are speaking badly to Shaul HaMelech and saying bad things behind my back. Ta'abed devri chazav. You should destroy the ones who speak in a false manner. Ish damim. Really, they're bloody men. They're people who are out for blood. Umirma. Ultimately, they speak in a deceitful manner. They pretend to be nice to me, but ultimately, behind my back, they're trying to kill me, and therefore I'm davening to you to obey it. You should destroy these people. And ultimately, says David, with the tremendous outpouring of kindness which you display to me, I will come to your house, and I will prostrate myself, I will bow down in your holy temple with fear. The Metzudas adds over here, when he says b'yirasecha, b'yirascha, that David is saying, it's not that when you destroy my enemies, I'm going to be haughty and I'm going to say, ha, you see, don't mess with David. I will be humble and I will realize that it was a tremendous chesed which you did. You took care of me and you destroyed my enemies. And when I come to your holy temple, I will come with humility and with a deference to you, and I will come with yira, with fear. Hashem necheni b'tzidkasecha leman shiriroi, hayishar lefonai darkecha. The Mefarshim say over here, the Malbim and others, they say that this word Shirarai usually has a connotation of someone who's plotting and he's gazing out in the distance with the intent of doing evil to his friend. So David is saying, again, about these people, about Doeg and Achitofel and so on, Hashem necheni b'tzidkasech leman Shirarai. Hashem, you should lead me with righteousness for the sake or because of my enemies who are trying to plot against me. Hayishar lefana derkecha, and please straighten in front of me your way. In other words, give me a way that I shouldn't stumble, I shouldn't trip, I shouldn't falter, because my enemies are doing so much behind my back in order to cause me to fall. Who are these enemies of mine? Kiein b'fiu nechoina. Nothing which they say in their mouth is correct, is nachin. Kirbam havois, inside, deep down in their hearts, they just want to destroy me. Havois means to break, a shever. So kirbam havois, kever pasuach groinam, their throat is like an open coffin. Is like an open grave. They just want to swallow me up alive. And their tongue is very slippery. Meaning to say that they go ahead and they speak in a very deceitful manner as if they are befriending me. But really, all they're trying to do is to trip me up and to get me into trouble. And therefore, Hashimim Elikim. Yiplu Mimayetse Sehem. So again, so David is davening against his enemies that Hashem should realize, obviously Hashem does realize, but Hashem should see that their true intent is really just to try and sabotage David, to try and bring him down. So again, Hashimei Melikim, Hashem, you should find them guilty. The word Hashimeim, like the word Asham, Ashamnu, like to be guilty. Hashimei Melikim, Hashem, you should find them guilty. Yiplu mimoyetzeisehem barev pishem hadichemoy. They should fall down with their eitzah. Mimoyetzeisehem is in the word eitzah for their evil counsel. Barev pishem hadichemoy. With all of their many sins, they should go down. Midechi al dechi. They should go down lower and lower. Kimarubach, because ultimately these people are rebelling against you. V'yismachu kol chesi vach la'olam yiraneinu v'sosich alemay v'ya'altu v'cha oyevei shemecha. So Hashem, you will, those people who trust in you, v'yismachu kol chesi vach, those who trust in you will be besimcha, they'll be happy. La'olam yiraneinu. They'll be singing. They'll be in a state of delight. V'tosech alemay, and you will protect them. V'yaltzu v'cha ayavei shemecha, and they will delight in you, the ones who love your name. Ki ata tevarach tzadik Hashem, because you Hashem, you will be mevarach the tzadikim. You will bless the tzadikim. Katsina ratzay netatreno, like a protective shield, you will envelop them. Biratzein, meaning you will always be protecting the ones who are genuine and sincere and the desire to do good. So again, just to review, so we've said over here that David HaMelech is asking Hashem to listen to his tefillas. We mentioned the four different prerequisites, the four conditions which are necessary for a tefillah. And how David says that I trust that my tefillah will be niskabel. I arrange my tefillah in the morning. I don't do anything else before I daven, and so on. And Hashem, I know you're not interested in the rishus of the rishoyim. There's no concept of evil in Shemayim liyugur chara, and you certainly aren't interested in the shaitim standing with you. You despise anyone who does evil. And therefore, these people, Doeg Achitofel, these people who are Echad Bepev, Echad Belev, they're pretending to be nice to me, but behind my back, they're going and they're saying bad things to Shaul. These people you should destroy. And I am confident in your tremendous chesed that the truth will prevail and you will save me and help me, and ultimately I will come into your temple, and I will come in with humility, knowing that you've done this tremendous kindness for me, and I'm asking once again, lead me with righteousness against my enemies. Ultimately, there's nothing good about them whatsoever. They're constantly plotting to trip me up, to break me, and so on, with their smooth-talking things which they say. And Hashem, you should find them guilty, and you should cause them to fall down, because ultimately they're rebelling against you. And someone who does trust in you ultimately will be besimcha. You will protect that person, because you, Hashem, you will be mevarach the tzaddikim, and you will serve as a protective shield.